com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, Acting Comedian Seth Rogen sits right here. He wants to testify today about the toll that Alzheimer's has taken on American families.
There's 18 people on that committee. Very few of them were actually there. And it wasn't just me talking. Honestly, I could totally understand if they don't want to hear the testimony of Stoner idiot actor. I'm disappointed that this whole system is set up to hear the personal pleas of people and they aren't there to hear it. They read a transcript of it later or something like that.
All right, let me ask you this question. Welcome, everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show kicking into gear Monday, Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bittar will join us. When you figure out there's a problem, you know, we're not ones that are inclined to run to Congress, but listen, I understand why people do. And Seth Rogen, who you just heard being interviewed on Hardball with Chris Matthews, very concerned about Alzheimer's disease. As everybody and anybody should and could be. If you've been affected by it, particularly his mother-in-law has been, and, you know, there's the jokey Hollywood version of it where you lose your keys, and then there's the real-life thing when you've got an adult that used to, you know, correspond in an intellectual level of a typical adult suddenly now is in diapers. And then dies. So this is a very serious issue, this Alzheimer's. We're not going to make light of it, even though there are certain plenty of jokes with a guy like Seth Rogen going in there. But I think he's sincere about what he's done and what he's doing and why. But we're going to go into the machinations of going to Congress asking for a cure for a disease that, in our opinion, they're part of the disease-making machinery. Welcome, everybody. Super Don, are you with me?
I am with you. Here I am.
All right. So we're going to hit on the issue of Alzheimer's. Very serious. It's not something we have not discussed before, but I think because a celebrity goes up in front of Congress, typically it brings a lot of Congress critters out. I guess Seth Rogen is, they're not a lot of big fans of Seth at the in the Congress based on how many people evidently showed up.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look, Seth Rogen, he's probably one of the bigger stars that, you know, is in the mix right now. I mean, he's had a number of really good movies, funny movies. I've seen most of them. And he's just a dude. He seems like one of those guys that when you hear him being interviewed, whether it's a full interview or kind of just an on-the-spot interview, he's what you see is what you get. You know, the way he is in the interview, he's the same type of guy. He's just a guy that was affected by this personally by somebody in and he's wanting to try and make a difference and do something about it.
Listen, he doesn't seem to take himself too seriously either, which we appreciate. All right, maybe we can go through some of this because I think it's very telling. Our perspective is that you don't go to a place that, you know, caused the problem and ask them to solve the problem unless they're going, hey, mea culpa, whatever. It was our bad. We screwed up. We want to take responsibility and fix it. But that typically is not going to happen in Congress, nor would it happen at the NIH, the CDC, the FDA. I mean, how many times can we count on one hand? I don't even know one finger the times that they've actually said, oops, we goofed. Did anybody's head roll with Vioxx at the FDA? You know, or all of the things they've been doing exactly. At NIH or the National Cancer Institute. You saw the picture of Ty Bollinger and I outside of the American Cancer Society in Atlanta over the weekend.
Was that the one with the snarling look on your face?
Yeah, that was the snarl. It was like, grr.
Now, listen, when I saw that, I was thinking, now, listen, if people remember, a week or two ago, somebody wanted you to give your war growl. That
yeah,
was
the that was the warts,
man.
Yeah.
That was the face. I was like, wow, look at Robert there.
We'll maybe have to publish that again because that, yeah, I guess that's the war growl face when we looked at the, you know, American Cancer Society, you know, what, a $1 billion building? Who knows what's going on? How much is it research money? I think Ty says maybe it's 17% of everything coming into the American Cancer Society actually goes into research. But 100% of that 17% goes into being sure we research things that will not actually make an appreciable dent in the cases of cancer.
Right.
Yeah, only if the cures are not really cures. We pretend they're cures, but they perpetuate the disease, which means we can keep the gravy train rolling in to a charity. And that charity includes the government scientists who are on the dole, who rely upon a constant inflow of, hey, research funds. We just can't, we can't figure this thing out. Send us more money. Have you ever heard of that happening? And in fact, we'll hear it spoken. In some of these clips. So if you want, let's dive headlong into these clips. This is, these first clips are actually Seth Rogen in Congress doing his testimony on Capitol Hill about this. And Tom, are you ready to roll with the first clip there, testimony one?
Thank you for the opportunity to testify today and for the opportunity for me to be called an expert at something, because that's cool. I don't know if you know who I am at all. You told me you never saw Knocked Up, Chairman, so it's a little insulting. But
well, okay, so it starts off a little light and good. Okay, you want to make people laugh, right? We love humor here. And I think it continues before it gets into the serious stuff, Tom. So go ahead and hit number testimony two.
I want the record to note this is the first time, I will wager this is the first time in any congressional hearing in history that the words knocked up.
Oy, you're not going to like the rest of this then.
You know, it's so cool. I mean, listen, there's so many hearings that take place on Capitol Hill, testimony this, testimony that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of refreshing to see somebody like Seth Rogen go up there and actually, everybody's having a good time. It's almost like a comedy routine. It's a little bit, it's kind of a breath of fresh air sometimes.
Well, and we don't look at Congress as the hallowed halls. That's just not, we don't worship there at that religious church because it is another form of religion politics. And so anytime you can bring some levity and humor into it, for the most part, we're going to go, yeah, good. Good on you, Seth Rogen. And right. Though it takes a turn for the more serious because, he's got a personal stake in this with his mother-in-law's serious Alzheimer's expression. And so I want to hear what he is testifying to in Congress. I think it gets a little more serious now. Number three, Tom. Thank you.
First, I should answer the question I assume many of you are asking. Yes, I'm aware this has nothing to do with the legalization of marijuana. In fact, okay, if you can believe it, this concerns something that I find even more important.
Okay, so he set the stage there.
He had to do the marijuana thing. Because listen, I mean, that's him. I mean, that's just, everybody's looking at him.
But it's okay. Yeah. He's setting the stage, though, for him to, because you think about it, how he's going about it, it's pretty good. He's going, this is not about me being a stoner and wanting marijuana legalized. This is something more important than that. So he's actually saying something he cares deeply about. He cares even more about this issue. All right. So he's setting the stage in, I think, a rather smart way. We'll see where it goes from here with clip number four.
My impression of Alzheimer's was probably what I assume most people's impression is. I thought it was something only like really, really old people got, and I thought the way the disease primarily showed itself was in the form of forgotten keys, wearing mismatched shoes, and being asked the same question over and over. This period, which was the only way I'd seen Alzheimer's displayed in movies or television, lasted a few years for Lauren's mom. After that, however, is when I saw the real ugly truth of the disease.
Yeah, and that's where we're getting into the personal testimony here. And this is where you get the spotlights. Now,
this is what you see on TV and in movies. If you haven't actually been affected by this personally, all you know is what you see on TV. Quite often, that's just what it is. I can't remember this. I forgot where my house is, or I don't remember how to tie my shoes. And in reality, it ends up being far more than that.
Yeah, as I said, it's he's setting the stage, and he's smart about it. I don't know if he writes his own stuff or whatever, but he's not a dummy. And this is also evidence, I think, at least partly, that if you are a semi-stoner, you don't lose all of your intelligence quotient. Some would argue that you do, and we'll get into that in California this hour. By the way, welcome again to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're just tuning in, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com. And, of course, our syndicator, GCNLive.com, all over the nation and all over the world through UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103 Down Under. Now, if we're talking about Alzheimer's, which we are, we're setting the stage here as Seth Rogen is testifying in Congress, and he's really hit personally because his wife's mother suffering severely from this disease. Is it just I forgot the keys, or is it more severe than that? Go ahead and run clip number 5.
After forgetting who she and her loved ones were, my mother-in-law, a teacher for 35 years, then forgot how to speak, feed herself, dress herself, and go to the bathroom herself, all by the age of 60. Lauren's father and a team of caregivers dedicate their lives to letting my mother-in-law be as comfortable as she can be. They would love to do more, but can't, because, as you've heard, unlike any of the other top 10 causes of death in America, there is no way to prevent, cure, or even slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease.
Okay, so here's where he's making a statement that is not factual. Now, I am not telling you, or nor would I say to Seth Rogen's face, you're lying. He believes that. Why? Because he falls into the liberal trap, the leftist trap, that the experts, the authorities, actually know what they're talking about and would never, ever lie to us about this. There's no way to cure it. There's no way to cause it, prevent it, whatever it is that he's saying right there. And so this is where I'm not personally digging at Seth, except to say, Seth, you're probably a bright guy. I don't dispute that. But you're really falling into that worshipful trap that many of your leftist buddies do. You respect, without question, your authority figures in the church that you worship in, which you may claim it's Judaism, but in this case, I would say and argue that it's the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And so he made that statement. Let's see where it goes from there. Clip 6, Tom. Thank you very much.
Another thing I didn't realize until I was personally affected was the shame and stigma associated with the disease. It was before I was born, but I'm told of a time when cancer had a stigma that people were ashamed by. Celebrities and other public figures that were stricken would hide rather than be voices of hope for people in similar situations. And although it's turning, this is currently where we are largely at with Alzheimer's disease, it seems like. And it's because of this lack of hope and shameful stigma that my wife, some friends, and myself decided to actually try and do something to change the situation.
We're going to do something about this Alzheimer's today on the air with Dr. Rashid Batar, and we've got more to discuss, including the reality that they don't know what they're talking about.
Around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
The situation is so dire that it caused me, a lazy, self-involved, generally self-medicated man-child, to start an entire charity organization. It was through this that we felt we weren't just complaining there was nothing to be done, but actively taking steps to do something. Instead of being disappointed that young people were so misinformed about the reality of the disease, we've started to educate them.
Just don't want you giving any to it until you know that he's actually going to put the money in the right place. And where is the right place? Is it sending it to the NIH-type scientists that are demanding more of it? Is this how we're going to do it? I ask you, and if you want to be involved in this discussion this hour, we'll take your call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And we also plan to discuss this more with Dr. Rasha Bittar, so stand by for that. It's so dire. It's happening in younger people. She said 60. She was 60 when this happened. Why? Do we know? Do they know? Seth Rogen appeared on Hardball recently to talk just about that. Let's go ahead and run the Hardball clip number one and see.
Is it aluminum in the plaque, or do we know anything we didn't know before?
I was just at this hearing, and there were people who know much more about this than I do testifying, and the overall answer they seem to have to that question is they don't know. It seems like the biggest problem is that they don't have enough money to fund the ideas they have to pursue these avenues of thought. It seems like they're not even quite at the place where they can answer those questions because the money is so inconsistent that they don't know.
Wow. Did anybody hear what we just heard? What do you think?
I love it. It's like he's saying, well, the NIH says that, you know, we just can't think about it because we don't have any money. Right. Like, it really needs money to just think about it, right?
We're not being paid enough to think about the answer to that question, Seth. I'm sorry. And so Seth falls into the trap because they're the experts. As he says, they know more about it than he does. And I would argue that may not necessarily be the case, because we could get them up to speed in one show here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we will with Dr. Bitar in a little while. But, you know, give hardball guy Chris Matthews chill up his leg credit. He asked the question about aluminum. And immediately says, well, they don't know. They say they don't have enough money. The money's not consistent. We can't even begin to think about it because we don't have the money to begin to think about it. Right. So I don't know if it gets better.
You know, the
or
NIH,
worse.
I think the NIH, they qualify for food stamps, don't they? They're pretty poor.
Clearly. They just don't have enough money to eat, so they can't think, so they're hypoglycemic. Get them some chromium. No, and it's not aluminum. It's chromium, GTF food grown. So let's see on Hardball where this goes. Does it get any better? Does it get any worse? Hardball number two.
One problem I saw, as you're hearing, I didn't see any senators sitting there. I saw Harkin.
Yeah.
And I saw Jerry Moran.
Yeah.
And all the other seats were empty.
Yeah, they left.
And you're sitting there, you're a movie star.
Yeah.
Usually the senators at least show up when the cameras are there.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
Why weren't they there? Did you ask anybody where the hell the guys who supposedly work here are?
I honestly assume I hope they had somewhere better to be.
You think so?
No, I think it's indicative of the mentality that we find so frustrating, is that it seems to be of a low priority. It seems like these people don't care. That's the direct message they're giving by leaving during our testimony, is that they don't care.
It's not the empty seats, Seth Rogen. It's the empty suits, even when they're present. They don't have the consciousness to understand what's going on, nor do they have the tenacity or the cojones to tackle the institutions that they are guilty of funding, including the NIH, including the CDC. Who only works, looks and says, oh, it must be a virus. God, am I a little, yes, it got to me. Again, it got to me again. And not in a good way, because Seth Rogen, we like you, your movies are funny, but dagnabbit, don't fall into the same liberal trap to worship these politicians as if they're going to provide the solutions, the answers, or the money to do that which they are basically making sure the answers are never found. Because the pharmaceutical industrial complex only profits when the diseases are mysterious and there is never a cure, or the cure is just around the corner. And even Chris Matthews, another liberal who worships there, actually asked the question about aluminum. No mention of mercury, of course, which we'll get into. I don't know if we have time, but let's go ahead and run clip number three really quick.
Two of them were falling asleep during the first part of the testimony, literally. I mean, I saw it happening. And then they asked questions that had already been answered in the testimonies because they clearly weren't paying attention. I mean, on a very ground floor level, there were some very distressing things I witnessed just being in that room and seeing how two of the people seemed to care and everyone else, I have no idea what they were doing.
Congress critters, do they not care, or do they just, they're all on drugs, as I've said so many times, and they're all loaded with heavy metals, drinking the chlorinated, fluoridated water coming through the lead and aluminum, and who knows what else is in the pipes in Congress on Capitol Hill. We're going to be back next hour with Dr. Rashid Bitar. We're going to answer the question about Alzheimer's, but we'll be right back.
What did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Indeed, nothing less than that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is why. Yes, occasionally I will get upset. I don't know if I call it losing my temper, but it's just like the energy is just flowing through me.
It's passion.
It's okay. It's passion. Right. The passion was showing. My passion was showing. Oh, no. It's a Hollywood celebrity. His passion is showing. Oh, no. Is that what they call a wardrobe malfunction or an emotional malfunction?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my gosh. But like I said, nothing I'm telling you is really knocking on Seth Rogen. I mean, I'm sure he's a perfectly cool guy. I'd love to reach out to him because he's got incredible resources, but very often we find that Hollywood celebrities are used as tools of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. They have no earthly idea because they're funny men, they're smoking some weed, and they're funny men and some more. And so have they really contemplated deeply? Have they read and studied up? Do they listen to things like the new media? Do they read naturalnews.com? Are they on the Robert? I don't know. In Seth's case, I'd have to say no, because if he's making a statement that there's no known cause or cure of Alzheimer's, he just doesn't know, and we're going to help him out. We're going to do our best to help him out, but we're going to get to that. I promise you, we'll get to that. I'm going to ask Dr. Rasha Bitar to join us with Advanced Medicine Monday next hour on the subject of Alzheimer's and more. And if you have a question or comment, you want to be part of the show right now, line up. We may even take a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, the next subject is featured extensively toward the end of our book, TMB and RSB's new book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Okay? UnlockThePowerToHeal.com. And it addresses P-A-I-N. Pain. Pain! Yes, ouch! Not like when Richard Pryor yells, snakes make you run into trees. Snake! Boom, right? But it's what follows when you hit the tree. It's the pain.
Wow,
after.
Richard Pryor. Boom. I'd forgotten about
that.
Yeah,
if you remember that. Yeah, but you boom in the tree. It's like, oh, my gosh, now I've got pain. What do I do? Do I reach for a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug that could, you know, punch holes through your stomach and intestines? Or other forms of painkillers approved by the FDA that could destroy your liver and kidneys? Or others that were approved and then withdrawn, sort of, but are still available, that can give you a heart attack, a myocardial infarction. I mean, are these really our only options? According to the government and government-mandated medicine and the medical monopoly, yep, that's it. I mean, they sort of throw a bone, if you will, or a needle to acupuncture. Well, there's some evidence that acupuncture works. But look out for those chiropractors. They're dangerous. They're not real doctors. You hear that all the time. It's a crock, of course. All of the claims. The only thing we can do is come up with a new, more powerful drug. And, of course, some of the presidents have been on those powerful drugs that I didn't inhale. And, of course, if it's that one, that's not a powerful drug in the sense of danger either. But we'll get to that, too. We'll get to that, I promise. Now, on Friday, I was called out of the cancer seminar that I was doing in Atlanta by Jerry Doyle. And when Jerry calls, I try to make my schedule available because he's got a great audience. They're really receptive to this, as is Jerry. And he wanted to know about this new drug that was being approved by the FDA that was set to hit the market. Because the headlines, if you read about it, painkiller will kill people as soon as it's released. I mean, you read a headline like that, you're thinking, are they talking about some herb that, you know, Dick Durbin doesn't want you to know about?
Right.
But no, this is actually a new FDA-approved painkiller that's supposed to be hitting next month. But honestly, Super Don, do you remember a drug that was met with such fanfare that the regular media was saying, oh my gosh, if this hits the store shelves in your pharmacy, even via prescription, people are going to be dying? Do you ever remember that happening before a drug is out on the market?
No, normally the headline would read something along the lines of that it's going to cure every disease known to man. Miracle blockbuster that's going to just, you know, save the lives of many people. This is the complete opposite.
That really is. How it normally is. And so this is really weird. And Jerry called me. We talked about it on the air. I've got more information since that interview. That's why I want to visit it with you today. Talk about painkillers in general and specifically this one. Here's where it says it. Two pills, they call it. Just two pills will kill you. This is what the claim is, according to the article. Get a load of this name, though. The name is frightening enough for me. I'm not taking it. I think the name is scary. I don't know why they named it. Maybe they're naming it so you won't take it. Get a load of this. The name of the new painkiller drug that's supposed to kill everybody that uses it is called
Zohydro.
Zohydro. Oh, my God.
What was that?
That was Zohydro crushing Japan, I think. Wasn't that?
Was that Zohydro or his arch enemy Godzilla? Oh.
Wow. Actually, I think what that is, that's what your stomach does after you take two Zohydro before you die, right?
I mean, this is scary stuff. If Godzilla's worried about Zohydro, then perhaps we should be too. Now, the FDA gave this thing green light in October against the advice of advisory panel. Now, what is more interesting to me, even in this, the concern that they have for saying it's so killer, I don't think it's so killer. I think it's so addictive. But here's the interesting point. This is sort of the tell that you're like, what did they just say? They said this about Zohydro? They said that they're worried because it is not combined with another pain-killing drug that you know of that's called acetaminophen. Mm. Acetaminophen. Now, why is it that they're worried about this drug not being tied into acetaminophen? Because like oxycodone and stuff, they always combine it with acetaminophen, right? We know that as Tylenol, right. The trade name. Right. So why is it that they're worried about it? Because it doesn't have acetaminophen in it. And here's what they say. Because acetaminophen actually deters savvy addicts from loading up on Vicodin, for instance, for fear of, guess what? Liver damage.
Right.
Now, it's not just a right, Superdon. It's like, whoa, they've just admitted what we've been saying for years, that acetaminophen causes liver damage, kills your liver, kills
your
liver.
How ironic is that, right? How ironic is it that they're worried about addicts trying to get too hopped up on Vicodin by putting another drug in it that would damage their liver if they do too much of it. Yeah.
Right. And so they're worried about this one, which doesn't have the liver-killing capacity of the Vicodins. But in this, they admit how dangerous acetaminophen is. So all you moms and dads out there that you think, oh, I got to give my kid acetaminophen, Tylenol, children's Tylenol, because doctors recommend it. Doctors recommend killing your kid's liver every day, which is why I don't respect most. Now, I didn't say all, most doctors. Dr. Rashid Bittar is even more intense about a statement like that than I am. But this is where this thing is so dangerous is because... not because it lacks acetaminophen, really, but it is another mechanism by which they remove all aspects of something that would occur in nature. For instance, opioids in nature, like the opium poppy, that contain all of the botanicals in balance that can be used safely and have been used safely by the high altitude, I think in the Altiplano, the Hunzas, and et cetera, the South American in the Andes, where they use opium to deal with altitude sickness. But they're not using a pharmaceutical-grade isolate so that there's a balance and a functionality to utilize. The body is designed. It has opiate receptors. That's why it's there. When you isolate, synthesize, patent, you can make a lot of profit, but you now make it a very dangerous, highly addictive substance that it wasn't in the same context in the natural whole plant form. Now, I'm not advocating everybody run out and start chewing up opium poppies because it really isn't medicinally necessary unless you are at high altitude in the Andes or the Alps.
At least wait till the show's over.
Yeah, please wait till the show's over. And Seth Rogen, no, this is not what I'm telling you to do, jump from cannabis into this. That's not my point. But I want to give you perspective, just like we always do, that there's a distinct and marked difference between a whole plant that can be used as a medicine and has been for thousands of years of recorded history, and then the isolated, pharmaceuticalized version, which now becomes dangerous, addictive, and deadly, like it wasn't in the same context before. So this will be a highly addictive. I'm not disputing that. But the reality is when you isolate it, you hammer these opiate receptors to the degree that you're just done for. You're done for. This is more death by big pharma, death by modern medicine that's coming down the pike. Now, having said that, what options do we have? What options do we have? And, of course, in the book, we mention a number of them, Ty and I, about what to do in terms of pain management. And I think the most exciting development is the reemergence of a plant that has been used for thousands of years, which, of course, contains the cannabidiol, which is the CBD in the industrial hemp. So for those states that are not yet on board with the legalization of a lawful, God-given plant known as cannabis in all of its different expressions, you can achieve pain, significant pain reduction. I know it. I've seen it very personally. I've talked about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show many times over the last months, in particular when we began to try it, rely on it, thanks to our good friend Stuart Tonk and our friends at HempMedsPX.com. And this is so very important. The industrial hemp being rich in cannabidiol is not impacting you in a psychoactive way in the same context as THC, although THC does have benefit medicinally for cancer and other things as well. But it's proving to be worth its weight in gold as a plant-based assistant in the reduction of pain and even anxiety, which is why a lot of people reach for drugs, because of their anxiousness. Eating this plant, ingesting this plant, this the CBD-rich plant, HempMedsPX.com. Do yourself a favor. If you're anxious, you're nervous, even some level of depression, I'm urging you to give it a try, HempMedsPX.com. And thanks to them, they're saying if you put Bell30 in the code on checkout, you'll get 30% off anything you need from them, HempMedsPX.com. We have them linked up in the show notes. And if you want to read more about the other pain-killing options that will not kill you, they're all in Unlock the Power to Heal. The best $15-$20 you will spend, or 10 or so for an ebook download at unlockthepowertoheal.com. How cool is that? Hey, Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown, you know he's going to be on the cannabis bandwagon right there for California, isn't he? Super Don, isn't he? Won't he? Will he?
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Right, special thanks and shout out to my friends at Better Way Health. Yes, that's right. Reggie, Steven, Taylor, you guys are awesome. What a great, the best host ever, I have to say. Ty Bollinger Jr. and I were taken care of, treated well, and even got to tour the Corrupt News Network, CNN. Had a good time. You see the pictures up there. We'll publish them some more, but what a great time. And by the way, Better Way Health also now has the book Unlock the Power to Heal. So when you're getting your Beta 1-3-D glucan, right? The great stuff, the transfer point stuff that we use here. You can also say, hey, why don't you throw in Unlock the Power to Heal for me? Because I got a friend I need to give it to. They need to know about pain. They need to know about healing their gut. All the good things about the history and the Flexor Report that no one else seems to know about or talk about. So it's all there as well at Better Way Health. And the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to this next story. Now, back in 1996, Californians voted to legalize medical marijuana. So they were leading the way on that charge. But now they're watching Colorado and Washington going, dude, you know, we're behind the times here. We need to just full-on legalize this thing. But there's probably an evil, evil Republican governor in California that would just put a stop to it. No, we can't have none of this nonsense. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be
absolute rhino bubble Bible thumping right. conservative Republican that is against this. Yes.
Oh yeah, exactly. So we go to California now to get word from the. Wait a second, that's Governor Jerry Brown. He's not a Republican. That's the same guy, Moonbeam, lefty,
yeah.
Governor Brown.
Yeah,
he's saying this. What?
Believe it or not. Yeah.
He's not for legalizing marijuana. He's not a good idea, he says?
Probably the last person in the world I would have thought of that would be against the legalization, like Colorado, like Washington, of marijuana. Jerry Brown, yeah.
I give up, Super Don. I mean, there's just no way now we can pigeonhole conservatives as evil and Democrats as good. We can't do it anymore. Governor Brown says, no, hold on. What is his reason? Oh, wait a second. See, he is talking. We'd lose our competitive edge. You darn rhino conservative, you want competition. No, Democrats don't want competition. They want everybody to be given a handout so everybody has the same. Listen, I'm all for a level playing field, but I don't like the idea of theft in order to make it that everyone gets a handout to what? To be held down. That handout actually is suppressing so many people in that way. I know this gets into a place I don't mean to go to in terms of politics because I'm not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I don't even like to deal with politics except to say I'm all about freedom. But some people will say, no, freedom is evil. Well, if freedom is evil, talk to the Creator because He gave us all free will. You take it up with God. I believe freedom to be superior than tyranny. I do. Whether it's corporate or governmental, okay? And I don't like the use of force either. Now, if pot smoking gains more legitimacy in the nation's most populous state, Governor Moody Brown says he worries it could have negative ripple effects. Quote from Jerry Brown, the problem with anything, a certain amount is okay, but there is a tendency to go to extremes. He said this in an interview on Sunday's Meet the Press, and he continues, all of a sudden, if there's advertising and legitimacy, how many people can get stoned and still have a great state or a great nation? Now,
I want to ask a question.
Go ahead.
How many people are out there just drunk off their butts on a regular basis, partying, drinking alcohol, yet the fabric of this society, of this great nation that we live in, has not fallen apart? And how long has alcohol been legal?
Yeah, it hasn't fallen apart totally, and the fact of the matter is, probably most of the people in Congress, whether they be on the state level or the federal level, are imbibing in alcohol. And how is it that advertising makes something legitimate? Right? He likened advertising and legitimacy. Because you know what advertising is for the most part, it's programming. It's, you know, don't think, let's find a way to get by your censor and we'll make something legitimate by advertising it into your subconscious. But I think the people of California and many states now have out created that. They already know the legitimacy of cannabis. And Jerry Brown, interestingly enough, is going, no, I don't know. We'll watch Colorado and Washington, but we don't want the people of California having. In fact, Jerry Brown, if you want the Democrats to continue to win elections in California, you better darn for sure legalize marijuana or else they're going to be too awake and see the absolute terror that is the economy of California. In fact, you can help the donut shops right now. The demise of the donut shops in California could be reversed if Governor Moonbeam Brown would reverse his stance on marijuana. All right, we'll be back after the break with Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine Monday, and Reversing Alzheimer's. Why, Seth Rogen? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.